It's time for Around the Horn, a look at minor league baseball.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Walk-offs and wild pitches are a guarantee.
It's wild thing!
Because
chicks dig the long ball.
Now let's go Around the Horn.
Play ball!
All right, welcome back to the Sports Line. Rich Roth, Ed Lane here on a Tuesday, 1 week away from the Carolina League All-Star Game that'll take place in Salem next Tuesday. And we're joined now by Ben Gelman, play-by-play voice of the Salem Sox. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a really exciting time here in the Carolina League, I got to tell you.
You know, there's clearly a lot going on as we wind down the first half. And, you know, you guys, nice win last night against Carolina. Still with the lead, but within the margin of error, as we're here on Election Day. So, you know.
Very close one, yeah.
Tell us about not only last night's game, but you know, this trip down the stretch. I mean, it seemed like you guys were good to go, and things got a little bit more, a little too close for comfort, I'm guessing.
Well, that's what happens when you play a critical series or two in a couple of weeks against your closest competitor. You know, Lynchburg came in and played against us right here at Haley Toyota Field a few days after they had taken 3 out of 4 from us at their place back in Lynchburg. And so that had really brought them closer, and we dropped the first two, that doubleheader, and then to win the back end of that series, the last two games, and make it a non-factor. They didn't gain any ground on us in that. We took 3 out of 4 from Winston-Salem. They swept Frederick. You know, that's the way it goes sometimes. You take 3 out of 4 in most series, you're going to do okay. And right now, the Sox are largely in control of their destiny. Their magic number is down to 5 games. They have been playing terrific baseball. They've got two more games against Carolina, and then 4 against Wilmington. If they pick up 5 wins out of those 6 games, they're through. If they get 4 wins and Lynchburg loses once, they are in the playoffs. You know, it's that kind of thing where the Sox can do all the little things and put themselves in the best possible position to go through to the playoffs.
Ben Gelman with us here on the Sports Line. You mentioned the opportunity Salem has to go ahead and lock up a playoff berth. What's the impact that would have on the Red Sox and on the organization as well, knowing that you guys would have some extra games on the schedule come September?
I think it's always a good thing in any organization when you can send teams to the playoffs. It inculcates a nice winning attitude up and down the organization. And certainly Joe Oliver is a guy who knows a thing or two about being a champion. And so to have that opportunity for some of these guys, obviously not all of them would be here in September. There will be guys who move up from time to time. That being said, this is a team that can compete with anybody. And to get that kind of winning attitude in the Red Sox organization, you cannot overstate the importance of that.
Ben, we've talked about this before, and we've talked about it with Joe and you and certainly some of the players. Minor league baseball is a little bit different than major league baseball. Obviously, it's nice to win, but the ultimate goal is to develop players. And, you know, players, too, know that they're going to be moving from one level to the next level periodically throughout the year. How important is it, would you say, to these players to wrap up the first half of the year?
I think they are very focused on getting a win in every single game. They want this championship. There is a real sense of pride on this team. There's not a player on the team that after a loss is just laughing it off like it doesn't matter. For every one of these players, they care very deeply about making sure that they have a great game every single time out, not on an individual level solely, but also for the team. They are very devoted to one another, and that's a great thing to see at this level of the minors.
Ben Gelman with us here, Salem Red Sox play-by-play broadcaster. Ben, promotions coming up. We obviously know about the All-Star Weekend, which is next week at Salem Memorial Park, and you know, even the Home Run Derby the day before at the Kiwanis Field. Tomorrow, though, Mudcats, Bark in the Park, Beverage Specials, Promapalooza, a lot going on for that game against the Mudcats.
Yeah, we are throwing the kitchen sink at this. Everything you can imagine we are going to be doing because it is our last home game before the break. We're having a player poster giveaway and post-game autograph session, unlike most Wednesdays. That's usually a weekend thing. This time, we're throwing it in on a Wednesday because we want to say thank you to our fans ahead of the All-Star break. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to having all those dogs out at the ballpark. It's always great to have a lot of canines running around. I know the players get a kick out of it, too.
It's always great to have a lot of canines running around the park. I never thought I'd hear absolutely. You say that. That's just
I used to bring my dog to them. I love it. I love going to that kind of thing. Baseball and band's best friend. What could be better?
What's Promapalooza?
You guys are reading it a little interestingly with your pronunciation. It's Promopalooza. Promotion.
Ah. He's being very nice in saying that we mispronounced it.
Yeah, to quote Mike Myers, not the outfielder, the actor in The View from the Top, you're putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because it is kind of that time of year, although I guess it's a little different down here in the South, but right about now up north, I mean, proms are going on left and right. So yeah, when Ed said it, I just absolutely. Ran with it.
Listen, I would love to have prom night at the ballpark. I truly would. I would enjoy getting dressed up. I own a tux. I'm not kidding. I own a tux. I tie my own bow ties. We will do this for real.
Promapalooza. I think you created something, Ed. You invented it.
I'm passing this up the chain right now. This is happening.
Go with it.
I'm going to start talking to some people.
You got to let us know what night this is. Or if it's something next year that you guys do.
Okay, I'll expect you guys to be there as chaperones starting at Punchbowl.
What could possibly go wrong with Rich and me being chaperones?
That's a bad idea.
Guys will be sitting in the wrong seats.
Ben, thank you, man. Always great catching up. Good luck to you guys down the stretch, and we look forward to catching up before the big All-Star game next week.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. It's always great to be on with you, and we have a lot to go on. Everybody can always tune in at SalemSox.com. and on the radio and find out everything that's going on with SalemSox.com. I actually would really recommend people, if they haven't gotten their All-Star Game tickets yet, do it sooner than later. And that goes for the hitting challenge at Kiwanis Field. You are not going to want to miss out on that.
Are you looking good for a game tonight, or is weather a factor?
We dodged the weather. It went right around us. The field is in terrific condition. We are looking good to go.
Very good. 7:05, first pitch, a little bit later on, 12:40 a.m., the dulcet tones of Ben Gelman. Thanks, Ben.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one. Promapalooza. And I just followed you right in.
Yeah, you just followed my lead through the wrong door, so to speak. They could do it now. That's a good night, Rich. Get everybody dressed up, tuxedos, funky-looking dresses.
Funky or slutty?
That's your words. That's your interpretation.
Well, is that what you meant, though? Were you trying to be nice?
I mean, I wouldn't because say slutty.
That's the deal
say
nowadays,
a more
though.
Dressy, but
that, no, I think that's the deal nowadays. Is that girls, you know, get dressed up like little sluts.
I mean, I
hate to say it, but I've heard too many people talk about
it. Should I get in the wrong camp and say when guys have to jump through hoops like that to get a girl to go to prom, that, you know, what else do you expect?
No, Ed, what I'm saying is, like, the trend now is that a lot of parents are looking at the dresses that all the girls are wearing.
It's like a status symbol?
I don't know if it's just a trend or a status symbol. I don't know what it is because I don't have a teenage daughter. Because
I've heard, you know, thousands of dollars being spent on the prom.
Crazy, yeah.
It's insane. That really is. Zero doubt. Spending thousands of dollars on the prom.
Who knows? Anybody out there? I am not in a position where I know what girls, because they're not women yet.
I mean, they're teenagers.
They're girls.
Young ladies, girls, high schoolers. I mean, they call it girls basketball or girls soccer.
That's what my point was going to be. So they're girls, and they're dressing up, and they're going to the prom. Who knows about this? Anybody have a daughter out there? Anybody have a son with friends going to the prom? I'm telling you, I'm not making this up.
No, I mean, I know. I've heard stories of how much money is getting thrown around for this
event.
Well,
the money, but also the way that they're dressing. I have absolutely positively heard the term slutty.
The number is 434-534-8500. That's 434-534-8500, because we're trying to figure out, you know, if you would call it slutty, revealing, creative, how you would classify prom apparel these days.
Creative? What does that even mean?
Look, I'm just putting some adjectives out there.
I hear you. What do you know? You're close to that age group.
I'm getting nervous because my sister's almost at that age right now. Yeah. She's got 3 more years till prom.
Tramps.
I love how Rich just wants to plant the worst image in Anthony's mind.
All right, 448. Better yet, don't call. Send us a picture. No, actually, don't. They're in high school. Come on.
Glad you rethought your bad idea.
It was a bad idea. But apparently the pictures are all over Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, though.
I think even more so on Instagram and Snapchat. Apparently that's what's being used these days. Oh, by the way, here's something else that's ridiculous.
All take pictures, and the parents put them on
Facebook.
Parents
do put them on Facebook and brag about their precious snowflakes that are as pure as yellow snow.
Oh. Wow.
There it is. Started on precious snowflakes. There syndrome. It is.
All right, quick break. We're coming back. Stick around. You're listening to The Sports Line.